Mason Miller is here with us, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. And, oh, my goodness, we've got we got a lot to kind of talk about. Season's winding down for high school basketball. As the regular season, there's just a couple games left. And then, we head into districts. But, Mason, thanks for swinging by, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's see. Let's go. Well, we've had two games this week. No, we had a girls game and one boys game this week.
We've had two boys.
Two
played last Friday too.
So okay,
that's since I've been here last.
Okay, yeah. I see. I've started my third scorebook. Think about how many games that is.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like three games into my third scorebook. But let's go with the last game, Rolla.
Mm-hmm. We played Central Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
Played Central and then Rolla.
That's where I'm. Well, Central, They're really good. They got a really good player.
They do.
I mean, he may be the most athletic player I've seen this year.
Pretty quick overall, especially once he gets to that paint. Some of our boys were talking about it afterwards. It'd be like once he caught it, if he was going up, I mean, it was quick. He's pretty quick going up with Tyreek Brooks. They do have a bunch of really good guards overall. Keon Epps is a pretty good guard. Can really shoot the ball. They had the Wells kid was out against us, which was their one of their point guards. Mm-hmm. They kind of rotate kind of who brings up the ball. I mean, they're really quick. They've got really good hands. Can really shoot the ball. The on-ball defense was really good, just because they're so quick and they got really good hands.
Yeah. Well, and they want to run, jump, and holler.
Mm-hmm.
That's their philosophy. And when you can play that way, a lot of coaches they want 100 shots a game.
Yeah. And we kind of slowed it down. I mean, I know we lost by 18 in that game. I mean, we went, what, I think we went 7 for 27 from 2, 8 for 23 from 3. But we slowed it down. We slowed it down at a more comfortable at our pace versus what Central really wanted to do in that game.
Well, that was a tough loss, but again, mm-hmm. Progress. You're looking for progress, yep. And then, going back, the Rolla game.
Mm-hmm.
Rolla is really good this year, and they got a really good freshman that people are going to have to deal with for three more years.
Yeah. Ethan Brown, he's a really good player. He's 6'4", really strong, has a really good body for him, especially being a guard at our size. Mm-hmm. Really quick, can shoot it, can score at all three levels, is actually really unselfish because he knows that, hey, if you're going to send a double team at me, I got one of my shooters in the corner, I'll just go kick it to him.
But, you got a sophomore
mm-hmm.
that's about, I don't know, what, 6'2", 6'3", maybe a little taller.
Yeah.
He's kind of waving his hands up in the air and say, hey, I can play this game, boys.
Yeah, we got two good sophomore guards right now. We got Jared Kraft and Josiah Long. Both of them.
I was really impressed with Kraft.
Kraft is one of the few players that who've really been at West Plains in a while who can really score at all three levels and be very productive. He's a 40% 3-point shooter this year. He's a 50%. 2-point shooter. I think he's shooting 85% from the line, which as a sophomore at a class 5 school, I mean, that's pretty dang good.
Well, you got a player like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to build around.
Yeah, it is.
And he's got help.
Yep. Hey, and he also, he's not the only good guard we got. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like all our three guards, which is two sophomores and a junior, I feel like Ethan Tuma. I know he really hasn't scored a whole lot, but one thing I told him going back to kind of Wednesday night against Central, I mean, he handled the ball 70% of the time, bring up the floor. I mean, he only had two turnovers.
Right.
And for having on the ball pressure from baseline to baseline and only having two turnovers and making sure we're in our offense, find the open guy. I mean, he did a really good job.
Well, and, you know, I mean, there's still this season still to go, mm-hmm. but you're seeing things now because it's different, you know, having summer workouts and practices mm-hmm. and scrimmages and stuff. But now, as the head coach, seeing game time performances, game time effort, yep. you know, decision making, mm-hmm. Energy, body, all that, it's really going to help further the program.
Oh, yes, for sure. Especially, especially after our big win last Friday.
It was
a big win. We went to Hillcrest, but played Parkview.
Yeah.
It was a big win for us. We came off after that emotional win. We go from there. We have Rolla at home, but I mean, going back to kind of the Parkview game. We felt like that as a coaching staff, and even talking to our players afterwards. I mean, we controlled, especially on the offensive end. I mean, we probably had five or six possessions of 35 seconds to 45 seconds possession, maybe even a minute possession,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of get them all spread out. And that's why we only gave up. That's why the game was in the 50s yeah. and not in the 60s or 70s. So we really kind of slowed it down. We weren't trying to hold it.
No.
We were just trying to get them to chase us
right.
and go get layups.
Well, and, you know, that may be, and Harlan would be much better to answer this question, but for me, that may be the best win the Zizzer boys basketball team has had in a good long while.
It's been a while.
They turned around. Parkview turns mm-hmm. around and then
beats
knocks off Nixa.
Uh-huh. And I know last night, they lost to Rogersville by one, which Rogersville mm-hmm. is a good team as well. Parkview's a really good team and probably will be the number one team in our district yeah. by the end of it.
Well, in that game, again, being able to, you know, when you get a group of boys to buy in, that's what it takes. You got to everyone from starters to role players to, you know, the ball boys to the manager, everybody's got to buy in to the game plan and the philosophy. And when that comes to fruition, things like the Parkview game can happen.
Yes. And we kind of went into it with an attitude of, I mean, why not us? I mean, we have nothing to lose in this game. We're going to go out there. We're going to play. We're going to execute. We're going to control game pace. After about halfway through the first quarter, we're like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
And then we just kept about 4 minute games and mm-hmm. see what we can do. And then by the time the fourth quarter starts, like heck yeah, we definitely have a chance in this game, and really played really well in that fourth quarter of that game. And made them chase. And I mean, I know we had Jerry Kraft, who had 19 that night. He fouled out with about a minute and a half to go. but Josiah Long, our other sophomore guard, hit four big free throws at the very end
mm-hmm.
To kind of seal the game for us.
Yeah, and it's wins like that that can kind of catapult
mm-hmm.
a team into a different gear
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, the regular season is winding down. The Zizzers are off tonight. It'd be nice to catch a break on
yep.
a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got Bolivar left.
Yep.
And that's a road game.
It's a road game on next Tuesday. That should be the 20th,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, it is. Tuesday the 20th. What are you seeing out of the Bolivar? And, you know, what areas do you feel you might be able to expose?
We know Bolivar pretty well. I mean, we've seen him twice already this year. I kept giving Coach a hard time at Bolivar, Robbie over at Bolivar, that we're going to play the best of three series right now. Each of us has split a game so far, and I guess they got home court advantage. But, I mean, going to Bolivar, I mean, they lost one of their really good seniors. We saw him in the Bolivar tournament really hurt his knee, and I really haven't seen him in film at all, but I don't think he'll be back for our game. But overall with Bolivar, I mean, they're gonna run a ton of sets. They're gonna play really tough man. They're gonna try to keep the ball out of Jared, and they're gonna try to keep the ball out of Briggs' hand as much as possible. And they're just gonna kind of play. They're not really gonna slow it down. They're gonna get layups when they can. Otherwise, they're gonna get the shot they want.
But you know, you can kind of use their aggressiveness against them.
Yep.
Pick and rolls, man. If they're going to go and double team on, you know, they're going to try and keep the ball away from a particular player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's got it, somebody comes to help. As soon as they give it to him, there comes a double team. Somebody's going to have a wide open lane to the basket.
Yep. Hey, and somebody may be, especially whenever you got that backside roll.
Yep.
Looking at Bolivar as a whole, I mean, we're just gonna go out there. We're gonna try to execute our game plan, because I feel like that if we can control the pace, mm-hmm. if we can control the offensive end and speed them up defensively, mm-hmm. we're gonna have a really good chance in that game.
And finally, this Saturday, you've mm-hmm. got an appointment to attend, as it will be your Class 5 District 6.
Yes.
Seedings.
Yeah. And so we got that on Saturday morning. So our district seedings will be posted.
Going to do that? Or are you going to do it virtually?
It'll be virtually. Our whole district is going to play on Thursday, February 29th. So we're going to go over there. We're going to go through and seed all of them. I think the earliest game time is like a 4 p.m. and the latest is like 8:30, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. something like that.
So this Bolivar game is really, I mean, it's substantial.
Yeah.
You know, because Bolivar's in the district.
Well, Bolivar's actually in Class 4.
They dropped down.
They dropped down this year.
Okay. All right.
Which is extremely odd, because they've always been in our district.
Yeah.
They dropped down. I think they're the biggest Class 4 team.
And the district tournament will be played at Rogersville?
Marshfield.
Yep. Yep. Marshfield, you know, I mean, they're a funny team.
Mm-hmm.
They could be really good. They could be really not so good. You know, you just never know what night, you know, it's going to fall on. But it'll be in there. Where do you think you'll fall?
I mean, just kind of going at it, I think we're somewhere around the 5-ish. If we're seeing right now 1 through 5,
high to low. If on a great day you could be where, and on a not so good day you could end up where.
I mean everybody in our district, you go through our district, it shows after we beat Parkview that about anybody can beat anybody in our district.
Yes.
That's gonna
carry some weight in this district seating.
It will. And I think going through,
Parkview will be one.
Parkview will be one. Rolla will probably be two. It'll maybe be Hillcrest and Willard 3-4. Us Branson 5, maybe 6. Marshfield 7, maybe Mack County 8. But I know the one thing about us. I think we are the only team in our district who has played 6 of the other 7 opponents. The only opponent that we have not played is McDonald County.
Yeah.
So I was going through our records yesterday, and I was like, whoa, I didn't realize we were the only team that played everybody else but one other team.
That could help.
Uh-huh, it can't help.
That's right. Well, hey, Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, we appreciate you coming by, and next Friday we'll be talking all about the district tournament.
Yep.
So appreciate you, and we'll see you next Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.